Tawarakihi Hupa Felice from Rotorua is requiring a bone marrow transfer, and his grandmother, Mahara Cooper, is with us today. Mahara's trying to encourage more Māori and Pacifica people to test to see if their bone marrow is compatible, not only for her mokopuna, but for other Māori and Pacifica who need bone marrow. And Mahara Hupa is kindly with us today. Thanks for joining us, Mahara. Tēnā koe.
Yes, kia ora. Thank you for having me, and kia ora to all your listeners out there. My name's Mahara Hupa, and I'm from Rotorua.
Thank you for joining us today. We're not unfamiliar with the situation here, that despite a lot of need for bone marrow, and we need to find people's marrow who is compatible to those like your moko who's requiring a bone marrow transplant, but sadly, the numbers of Māori and Pacifica people on that bone marrow register are relatively low. Talk to us about the situation your whānau find themselves in, please, Mahara.
Yeah, so we were looking after our moko Te Warakihi at home while his mum was at work, and we sort of noticed over a time frame that he'd become quite fatigued. In the week leading up to us taking him to A&E in Rotorua, he had a couple of blood noses. He'd also had a cut on his leg that wouldn't stop bleeding, just a small cut. We sort of noticed that he was just really low in his energy levels. He was loved going to school normally and loved being outside, but those things he just wasn't interested in anymore. And he was also becoming quite breathless and a little bit more emotional. He's generally quite a placid child. And on the day that we took him into the hospital on the 17th of February, I noticed that he had a yellowy tinge to his skin as well, and he was starting to look quite pale, which was very unusual, so we were very concerned about that at that point. We took him into the Rotorua A&E, and they very quickly diagnosed him as being in quite a serious state, either having leukaemia or aplastic anemia. I knew a little bit about leukaemia, but I knew nothing about aplastic anemia. So we were told he needed some transfusions, a number of transfusions at that point, and that he was heading to Starship first thing in the morning by helicopter, which happened on the 18th of February, and things started really fast after that. Once we got to Starship Hospital, he had multiple transfusions. His platelets were low. White blood cells were low, and so was red blood cells. So we learned very quickly about what aplastic anemia is, which is basically when your bone marrow stops producing blood, and all three of his bloods were low, and therefore it becomes aplastic anemia. Basically, your bone marrow is like a factory that produces blood, and his factory wasn't working anymore. It was empty. So that's the situation that we were faced with. The doctors did a worldwide search on the bone marrow registry. Unfortunately, there was no full match for Te Warakihi. And because of that, they had to start immune suppressive therapy, which is essentially when they kill off all the white blood cells in the hope that his bone marrow will regenerate and start working again. So we're partway through that process at the moment.
Well, look, first and foremost, just know that there are many who've heard your kōrero this morning and feel greatly for you as a family. Much love to you. It must be very difficult for a nana to witness the hardships that your moko is going through, and reaching out to find that match. I'm assuming most of the immediate whānau have been tested here, but still no match?
So when you're related to a subject, my understanding is that you will have a percentage but not a full percent of compatibility for bone marrow. So, for instance, his parents are both half matches, and they will look at doing a half match if they need to, but we really need a full match for him. So it would have to be a person who is unrelated to us will potentially be a full match, not a relative.
We have spoken of this matter before, and hoping over time, in fact over decades, that the numbers have improved. There appears to be some sort of hesitancy from our people and Pacifica people to donating bone marrow, but these are desperate circumstances, obviously, and so anyone who can help, you are encouraging those who aren't on the register to do so. How important is it that we elevate the situation so that more people realise just how important it could be, could save this young guy's life? Are you aware how many Māori and Pacifica are on the bone marrow register as we speak, Mahala?
I don't know the exact number, Dale, but I know that the number is very low in comparison to the rest of the world. I think it's significantly low. And our best, we are in a race against the clock at the moment. Our best ethnicity for Te Wairakei is Māori or Pacifica. He is Tokelauan and Māori. And we've been informed by the doctors and the bone marrow registry that those that ethnicity is the one that he needs. So we understand that Māori and Pacifica are very low on the bone register, and we are pushing hard for more donations to be made. And I've had significant people reach out to me over the weekend, and I thank them very much for that. But it's a simple process of just obtaining a swab, either probably from the New Zealand Blood Donation Register themselves, direct in Auckland. They can send a swab out for you, and you can simply fill out a consent form, do the swab on the inside of your mouth, pop it back into an envelope, and send it back to the bone marrow registry. It's as simple as that.
Well, if you're listening today, just bear in mind the hardship that Mahara and Te Wairakei are going through at the moment. Very simple test, and it would be just wonderful if we had more of our people on that bone marrow register. Please consider that. This is not an isolated case. There are many tamariki who are affected in a similar way to what Te Wairakei is going through. But we just need to gear up and do the best that we can to assist those who really can't help themselves. Joining us on the program, Mahara Hupa. Mahara, the best way to for this to go forward is to contact the bone marrow register and to do exactly as you've said, a little swab inside your mouth, send it back, and that's all you have to do at this stage. And who knows, yours just might be the bone marrow that this young fella needs. It would certainly help his nana. Mahara has kindly joined us today. Thanks so much for shedding some light on this, and I hope things pan out okay. Please stay in touch so we can follow the young fella's trajectory. And hopefully be able to locate somebody who has a match, Mahara.
Yes, thank you very much. I mean, it's been quite a journey so far, and we've got a long way to go yet, but we're hoping for the best for our little man.